And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
School suspensions keep making it harder for some students to succeed, and they continue to be used in unfair ways in many places. A report earlier this year from the Youth Justice Project of the Southern Coalition for Social Justice finds that suspensions and expulsions cost the state students about 1 million days of classroom instruction in the 2015-16 school year. Over 100,000 public school students in our state received one or more suspensions or expulsions for that academic year. The good news is that long-term suspensions are on the decline, but the numbers of in-school and short-term suspensions are rising. And maybe most discouragingly, African-American students continue to be disproportionately affected by suspensions for the same offense with the same disciplinary background. It's hard to learn when you are not in school. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.